proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible broadcast. Today we begin a series about the annual feasts of Israel, focusing on the Passover. In the Old Testament, God commanded the Jewish people to observe certain days as special feast days. Passover generally falls during the months of March or April. It constitutes the first holiday on the Jewish religious calendar. The Israelites first celebrated the Passover feast on the evening before they departed Egypt. In the 12th chapter of the book of Exodus, God provided them instructions relating to how He wanted them to observe that holiday. On the 10th day of the first month of each year, every household needed to select a lamb from their flocks. They would take that animal into their houses and carefully observe it. The lamb had to be, quote, without blemish, a male of the first year, unquote. Each household had to watch over that lamb carefully until the evening of the 14th day of the first month. At that time, every family would kill their respective lamb. God directed each Jewish family to, quote, take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the upper post of the houses, wherein they shall eat it, unquote. He told them that, quote, the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt, unquote. Each family needed to consume the entirety of the lamb that specific evening. God told the Jews to eat the lambs in a certain fashion, namely, quote, with your loins girded, your shoes upon your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Observance of the Passover feast manifested the degree of faith to which the Israelites placed their trust in God. The author of Hebrews chapter 11 commended Moses for doing this, writing that, quote, through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them, unquote. The degree of Passover observance amongst the Israelites served as an indicator of that nation's devotion toward God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 35, the writer of that passage noted that for hundreds of years, quote, there was no Passover like to that kept in Israel from the days of Samuel the prophet, unquote. This in reference to the Passover under King Josiah of Judah. God connected the Passover feast with Israel's redemption from Egyptian bondage. In Deuteronomy chapter 16, he reminded the Jews that they needed to, quote, observe the month of Abib. That is to say, the first month of the year. Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Unquote. The entire Passover feast foreshadowed the redemption that God offered the world through the atonement wrought by Jesus Christ. After John the Baptist saw Jesus Christ, as recorded in the first chapter of the Gospel of John, John the Baptist exclaimed, quote, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world, unquote. In the first chapter of his first epistle, Peter reminded his readers that God had redeemed them with the precious blood of Christ. He used the analogy of the Passover lamb when he said of Jesus Christ, quote, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, unquote. Passover marked the first feast in the Jewish religious calendar. God wanted the Israelites to remember that they belonged to Him because He had redeemed them. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another Radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.